dietitian.
And I'm Tara, a journalist.
We're mums of little ones, and we're also sisters.
New Mums Nutrition is a podcast that helps you optimize your nutrition and thrive in this season of life. Hello, welcome to another episode of New Mums Nutrition. Today we are talking about what to eat during labor. So there's a lot already discussed about what to eat in the lead up to labor, but we're not chatting raspberry leaf tea or dates here. That's for another time and another chat. We're talking about what to eat when your contractions start happening. Now, Lana, I know you packed a full goodie bag of snacks for your first labor, and I hung out with you for all of your second labor, and you definitely had a plan. Tell us, why do we even need to think about eating and drinking in labor? Because I don't know about you, but when I was contracting, I was not thinking about food. I was thinking about contracting.
Yeah, and there's so much to think up in the lead up to having a baby, and you're so exhausted in the third trimester that sometimes it's the last thing on your mind. But I really wanted today to just highlight some things to think about and just something extra to pack in your hospital bag or even while you're at home. So the first reason is labor really is a marathon. Your uterus that's contracting and, you know, helping bring your baby into the world and causing lots of discomfort, pain, whatever you want to call it. It's your uterus is a muscle. And just like if you're running a marathon, not that I've ever personally ran a marathon, but anytime you're sort of doing a workout or using your muscles, your muscle's main fuel, what helps it move and work at its best, is glucose, which is a type of carbohydrate. And so you need fuel to help your muscle work at its best so it doesn't get fatigued and exhausted too quickly. It's another reason why staying hydrated is so important as well.
So what kind of things should I be packing in my hospital bag? What should I be snacking on during labor? Are there particular kinds of food and drink that will be better for me to have on hand?
Yeah, so when you're thinking about foods and drinks during labor, you want to keep it really simple. Some things that are helpful is to think about snacking early in labor. And often, because that's when you tend to feel at your best. You don't have the nausea that's as high. You're not focused and in your own body. When you're in early labor, that's when you're feeling better. So we want to take advantage of that and make sure we're sort of fueling with small regular snacks. So if you're looking for what to eat during labor, some of the foods that you want to be thinking about are foods that are soft and not very chewy, but we want to think about foods that are carbohydrate-based primarily. Carbohydrate foods, if you're wondering what type of foods are we thinking about, we're thinking about our fruits, we're thinking about even like your crackers, breads, things like that, and also any dairy, so milk or yogurt. Cheese doesn't count in this case. Those sorts of foods will have some sort of carbohydrate in them. But we don't want chewy foods during labor because that can take too long. It can make you feel a bit sick as well with doing all that chewing. You just want something that's going to be quick and easy for you to digest as well.
And so what about drinks? Given that if we're thinking about labor, kind of like an endurance sport, are there particular drinks that you would...
So the main thing when it comes to drinks is hydration. And you might also think about drinks being a source of glucose as well, of fuel for your body. So I would look at choosing drinks that are going to hydrate you really well. At the very least, you want to be making sure you're having water, particularly cold water or even like ice if you want to crunch that a little bit. You know, midwives are renowned for giving that, and it can be so relieving during labor.
I feel like that was my second labor.
That was my second labor too.
I sat in the bath, popped some Endo and chewed on ice chips.
You want to be careful about drinks that are too sweet. So particularly coconut water gets a big hype around being really hydrating because it has different types of electrolytes in it. There's natural sugars in it as well. But the thing is, some people can't tolerate it very well because it's so sweet. And sometimes in labor, you don't want anything that has a strong smell, has a strong flavor, has strong tastes. And so you might opt for something else. You might opt for, say, we want a non-diet version of whatever drink you're having, because you don't want artificial sweeteners, because that's replacing sugar that your body will use in the contraction. And so you might choose something like an electrolyte drink or cold water. They're my two preferences for clients to have, but you can have fruit juice as well, even diluted. You can have ice blocks as well. They sort of count as a fluid to help hydrate you as well.
Should we be avoiding caffeinated drinks? Like, say, if I wanted to get a frozen Coke on my way to the hospital, if I wanted to drink Mountain Dew or even have a coffee, what role does caffeine play in? I know it dehydrates people, but it also energizes people. Well, is it helpful?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So first off, typically caffeinated beverages, caffeinated drinks don't really dehydrate you significantly, because while the little bit of caffeine might dehydrate you, you've got a lot of fluid coming in that's actually giving you a positive balance. So I wouldn't be worried about it from that perspective. If you're worried about it from a safety perspective, remember during pregnancy, the safe recommendation for caffeine during pregnancy is 200 milligrams of caffeine. And so that would be the equivalent of one store-bought coffee, a few teas or coffees made from home. And so if you are after something like a frozen Coke, that could be an option for you if you feel it's safe and you've been sort of including caffeine in your diet. I wouldn't actively seek out caffeine for any particular reason during labor in terms of sort of helping to keep you awake or anything like that. If you're wanting to do that because you sort of normally have that as a tolerance and you include caffeine in your diet, that's fine to include, but I wouldn't purposely try to include that in your diet. On soft drinks during labor, it's important to think about the bubbles that are in it, because that could actually exacerbate your nausea and make you feel worse. And not just nausea, but people tend to vomit sometimes in labor as well. So you want to be careful about irritating your gut any more than what it needs to, which is why we recommend mainly carbohydrate-based foods and not like fatty foods. Even though they're high in energy, they're going to take a long time for your gut to sort of process, a lot longer than sort of the simple carbohydrates is what we're really talking about here. So I know your original question was about drinks, but I sort of, you know, wanted to touch on that side as well.
No, that's really helpful. Let's say hypothetically I'm in my third trimester and I'm staring down the path of labor.
The baby has to come out.
Yep, baby has to come out. But I've got a few weeks to prepare. What should I go and buy from the store? What should I include in my Aldi cart or in my Woolies shop that week? Can you give us like your top 10 food and drinks that we should purchase?
We have a freebie that actually summarizes this whole episode for you in sort of a shopping list form. And it includes food and drinks, but also what other nutrition things to include for your hospital bag. So go and download that if you're sort of after some ideas, but we'll share them here as well. So the food side of things you want to be thinking about. So the fruits, you might think bananas, nice and soft, doesn't take long to chew it. Watermelon or other melon or berries, very hydrating. Other things might be things like I choose a white toast over like a really grainy toast. Again, you want it to just be simple. This is just about fueling your body. So it might be a white toast. You might put some honey, jam, even like Vegemite on it. Some raisin toast with no butter or sort of less butter. Again, with the fruit, you might be thinking sort of a tinned fruit, yogurt you can have. Those are some ideas of different things. And so I would be having those things sort of around in the house, making sure you have a bunch of bananas on hand or something like that, or some things ready to go in the fridge or freezer to pull out.
Excellent. That's super helpful. Head to the show notes. Check out that resource. Now, Lana, you mentioned at the start of this episode that your food plan changed from labor one to labor two. Tell me what you learned and why you tweaked.
Yeah, so I knew that it was important to have carbohydrate-rich foods during labor. And so I think I underestimated how nauseous I would feel, to be honest with you. So during my first labor, I packed things that like some muesli bars, some sesame seed snaps, because I thought, great source of carbohydrates, also a little bit of fat in there. But, you know, great source of something small that I could have ready to go packed in my hospital bag, for example. And I think I had a few other things in there, but to be honest, I can't quite remember what. Well, I had coconut water as well. And they were all just far too sweet for me. I just didn't want a bar of it. Literally, my husband, Simon, there were IPAC snacks for him too, but I had to send him out the room when he was eating, or sort of to the other side of the room, because I could not stand the smell of even the sesame seed snaps. So for me, it was really about second time round. I think it was early, as soon as I went into labor, and I've shared this on my TikTok as well, up watermelon at 2 a.m. in the morning as soon as I found out I was in labor, because that's what we had in the fridge at the time. But then making sure we took bananas with us. I don't think I actually had bananas. Making sure that I had some toast and making sure I had that Gatorade really helped me personally.
Was that the biggest change for you, thinking consciously about the smell of food the next time you packed based on what you had experienced? Or were there other nutritional considerations you made?
I think it was the timing as well. So for me, sort of going into labor the second time, it was moving. It was regular eating and smells of foods, and thinking through fluids as well. So not just relying on foods, but what drinks I could have. But that's me personally. For anyone who's listening, it's going to be different. So you don't need to copy exactly what I've done, but it's about thinking through maybe what, if you've had a baby before, how did you go last time? But yeah, what about you? Did you find anything different for you?
The first time I didn't really know I was in labor, I was in denial. And we were at the cafe, Lana, and that's when I ordered that big breakfast plate. I'm a sucker for if a cafe has a big vegetarian breakfast, hash browns, halloumi.
Yeah, delicious.
Fried kale, beautiful. That's what I want. And that was great until I tripped out on the gas and threw it all up about 14 hours later.
Yes, all over me.
Sorry. The second time I went into labor, I had a better idea that I was going into labor. So the few niggles that I was completely – so the few niggles that I had, and I recognized other signs that my body was showing, I twigged much earlier that this was it and labor was happening. And so I actually made one of my comfort foods. It's high in carbs, but I was at home. I was having a contraction every half an hour. It was a bit a slight – discomfort.
Yeah. And so I think I want to say, if you're in very, very early labor and you haven't eaten a meal, feel free to actually eat a proper meal. Some of these foods are more for when you're in further along. But if you can tolerate a decent meal and you've probably got a few hours, definitely feel free to actually eat, a balanced meal.
So I made Maltese ravioli with Maltese pasta sauce. And that is a favorite childhood meal of mine.
So if anyone doesn't know, we are both Maltese. So hence the love of ravioli.
And that actually kept me going. To be honest, I did not eat regularly during my second labor or my first. I snacked here and there, but really actually all I wanted was to just stay hydrated. So I ate a lot of ice. And I drank coconut water because all through my second labor. Well, that's really helpful. If you are preparing for your labor, do think about what will you throw in your hospital bag for yourself that can keep you going? Because for some of us, labor truly is a marathon. Some of us, it's like a sprint. Some of us, it's somewhere in between. But for those of us who are staring down a bit of a marathon journey, it's good to be prepared. Don't forget to check out the resource in the show notes that Lana has put together. It's super helpful. If you want to know where to start with postpartum nutrition, you can download our New Mum's Nutrition Checklist at lanahearth.com. Now, this podcast is general in nature. It doesn't replace individual medical advice. Also, please subscribe, review, and share this podcast with a friend so that more women can optimize their nutrition and enjoy the experience of motherhood.